That, Deputy Bath, is how we deal with criminals where I come from.
Where's history? You've destroyed history.
Ah!
That? Horace? Eek! Where is everybody?
What's your step? We're over here. Your knight in shining Doc Martens has come to rescue you.
But I didn't need rescuing.
Look, there's someone alive under modern British politics.
Horace?
Call an ambulance.
Where'd he go? 1 minute he was there and then...
Where did who go? You don't mean...
Your brother, Steph. He was hit by that ball of fire.
Oh, no. No!
Someone call an ambulance now.
He's killed Max. The rabbit's killed Max.
We present Time Hops, a serial in 5 parts by Alan Gilby and David Richard Fox. Episode 3, Time After Time.
Mouse Scientist EK6, engaging diary mode. Dear Diary, I have taken a giant leap backwards for rodent kind. Just as we thought, there was another species on this earth 1 million years ago. They're called humans, and I have met some. Steph 17 and her brother Max, who has a friend called Baz. Here in the late 20th century, the Earth has not yet been reduced to a stinking ball of toxic waste. My mission is to track down the source of the pollution and, if possible, put a stop to it. Rabbit Warrior RV-101 has followed me through time in an attempt to put a stop to me. Good news! We have gained a new recruit to our cause, a young boy from the 18th century, Horatio Nelson. Bad news. We have lost Max.
Where is he? Where is he?
Are you all right, young man?
Oh, yes, Mum. I was not hurt. Except for my leg, which was crushed when a section of roof fell on it.
Brave boy. Can I get you something to drink?
Oh, aye. A tot of rum would dull the pain. Thank you, Mum.
I was thinking of a glass of water, actually.
Where's my brother? Where's Max? There's nothing left of him. Nothing.
Come on, everyone. We should be celebrating. The mutant mouse from Planet Hell's been destroyed. Defeated by Judge Bunny and Robo Baz. Steph, what's up?
What's up? You dome-headed, dim-witted, zip-picking drain spotter.
No kiss, then.
Can't you see what you've done?
I'm a hero. I just saved you and Max, didn't I? Didn't we, Harvey?
It would appear the one called Max is dead.
Eh?
He intercepted my shot. It is of no consequence.
I hate you, Baz.
Now, wait a minute.
Never want to set eyes on you again.
Yeah, but we were trying
to... Enough! We have unfinished business. EK6! I know you're hiding somewhere. Show yourself, or I will blow this library apart, book by evil book.
May I suggest that Jeffrey Archer's by the door?
Silence! It is a library, after all.
I don't need this. I don't need any of this.
What are you doing? Stop that!
Unauthorized rider alert. Unauthorized rider alert.
Get away from the time cycle, you fool!
Just once in my life I tried to do the right thing, and it's wrong!
So press those buttons. Even I don't know what they do.
I don't need rabbits. I don't need time travel. I'm out of here.
Get off that bike!
Manual override. Engaging Enigma drive.
Do as I say!
Let go of the handlebars!
Prepare to...
No!
Time on.
EK6! I'll be back!
Hello, everyone.
Eek?
Have they gone?
What have you done?
Get off me! This is my
joyride. From now on, Baz is going it alone.
Right, apply your brakes.
I'm trying, but they don't respond. Whatever that kid punched into me knocked out my self-control. I didn't know I could go this fast.
When are we now?
Entering the Dark Ages and leaving the Dark Ages.
More speed!
Stop, like I command you.
Well, I hear, but I can't obey.
Where are we going?
According to my instruments, uptime's fundament without a paddle.
Estimate a destination.
The time before time began.
What time is that?
No time at all.
You mean?
Yes, oblivion.
Now you're talking! Oblivion, here we come!
Steph, go away.
Steph, please.
I don't want to talk about it, okay?
I never meant for you and Max to get involved. I'm sorry.
Sorry? Oh, well, that's all right then.
What else can I say?
Nothing. So just get on your bike and get lost. Go and watch the space aliens build Stonehenge or something.
But what will you do?
I don't know. Just leave me alone, all right?
Bye-bye, Steph 17.
Wait, hold on. I want a word with that young lady.
I don't think she's feeling very talkative at the moment.
No, perhaps not.
Sorry about your library.
Yes, one wall missing, 2,000 books burned, one child dead, another injured. Nearly as bad as the school holidays.
It's all my fault. That's right. I should get lost. And quickly, goodbye.
Oh, hang on a minute. What about the fine?
Fine?
On this book the girl returned.
History is fun.
I wouldn't ask at a moment like this, but it's quite a sizable sum. Could keep us funded for the next 6 months.
Can I see? 17th October 1994. It's only overdue by a few days.
A few days? But this is 2004. That makes it a decade.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. As a librarian, I pride myself on knowing the date. So where have you been for the last 10 years?
What is wrong with this day? Someone changed the lock or something. Come on, Mum. Open up, please.
Hello?
Hello?
What do you want? I told your mates before, we ain't got no jumble.
Eh?
Except all our clothes and all our furniture, of course. Now, go on, hop it.
Who are you? What are you doing here in my flat?
Quentin, who is it?
I think it's one of them Jehovah's Witnesses. Sorry, sweetheart, we're, agnostic. Well, we don't believe in nothing.
This is number 17 at the tower, isn't it?
So?
So, where's my mum? Who stole our hanging basket? And who put Artex all over the old ceiling?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, love. I'm going to go inside, make a cup of tea and give a lot of thought to them questions. You go back to your dangerous drugs. Bye.
Olivia!
Third floor. Flats 15 to 20. On your right, you can see a panoramic view of the landscape, recreation and mugging zone. To your left, a half-empty box of Kentucky Fried Chicken that has lain undisturbed since 1973. Now, proceeding with our tour...
Mrs. Miller, wait!
Yes, dear, going up?
Oh, Mrs. Miller... Mrs. M, thank God it's you. For a minute, I thought I'd gone to the wrong building. There's some new family living in our flat.
Living in your... Oh, my God.
Oh, I think there's... What a...
Stephanie.
Yes, Mrs. M.
Oh, it is you, isn't it?
It was the last time I looked.
But you don't look a day older than when you vanished.
Vanished?
All those years ago.
I've only been gone a couple of hours.
Terrible business. 1994 it was.
It still is. Oh, you better sit down, Mrs. M.
Where on earth did you go? You and little Max and that terrible hooligan Baz.
I wouldn't know where to begin.
Oh, you hear so many stories in the papers these days. I mean, kids living on the streets, getting hooked on smash and crash and goodness knows what.
I think I'd better sit down.
But you're all right. That's the main thing. For all we knew, you might have been, well...
dead.
Oh, now, now, don't upset yourself. Dry your eyes on my pillow.
Thanks. I've got to find me mum, Mrs. M. Please, you tell me where she is.
Oh, my. You mean you don't know?
Know what?
I think you'd better brace yourself, Stephanie. I'm afraid I've got some rather bad news.
Miocene, entering the Oligocene, we're still picking up speed.
Once more, lock onto any set of coordinates. Anything to slow us down.
I can't. My controls are jammed by the code the kid punched into them. Yes. Leaving the Oligocene, entering the Eocene.
You must duplicate the code, human. You must lock the controls.
What's the point? I'm never going home. Never.
Leaving the Jurassic, entering the Triassic.
Wait, how long before we...
run out of time. The universe is no spring chicken, but at this rate, it could be minutes away.
Then I will use the time I do have left. That throttle on us!
Get your paws up!
What good will that do?
If you will not volunteer the code, then perhaps I can choke you out of it.
No need for violence, Army 101. I'm sure Baz was going to help us voluntarily, weren't you, Baz?
What? Told
you I mean, I'm sure he wants to avenge the death of his friend as much as we do. Right, RV-101?
Go on!
The way EK-6 used the kid as a human shield and threw him in the way of the blast, it was disgusting.
I didn't see that.
No! That's because it happened very fast. Only a trained law enforcement officer could catch it.
Yet another callous crime the mouse will get away with if you don't assist us.
We're the good guys, deputy. Remember?
I remember.
Sorry if I hurt you. I was cross.
Late to see you get knocked.
So how's about it, Baz? Do you really want oblivion, or would you rather have revenge?
Give us the code.
All right, on one condition, that we do things my way from now on.
What?
Yeah, because I've had an idea.
I do not make deals.
I know how to get the murderer, and I know a way that justice can be done. You'll have to do what I say.
Leaving the Triassic, still accelerating.
Your choice, bunny dude.
Oh, I know how you must feel, dear. I haven't seen my mum since the war. I was about your age when it happened.
What happened?
She was killed by a flying bomb. The first V-1 rocket the Germans sent over in 1944.
I know the one. It landed over there, where our dustbins are now. There's a plaque.
She'd only just got home, too. I was in bed at the time.
Yeah.
No. Luckily, the bed was in Kent. I'd been evacuated 3 weeks earlier. Long time ago now.
What am I going to do, Mrs. Miller?
Call me Maud.
What am I going to do, Maud?
Let's sort this business out like a couple of true Londoners. You sit here, and I'll go in and put the kettle on.
Steph.
What? Oh. It's you. What do you want?
I came to warn you.
Well, you're too late.
By 10 years, that's what I came to warn you.
Thanks.
So, much happened while you've been away?
Nothing much. The police searched everywhere. Mrs. Miller told them about you, but they didn't believe her. My mum went on telly with this bloke, David Icke. He said we'd been captured by space aliens.
Who'd believe a stupid story like that?
My mum, for one. Now she's gone.
Don't tell me. She died of a broken heart.
Worse. She married David Icke. They're living in a commune somewhere in Arizona.
I'm sorry. I wish I'd never been born. In fact, I wish my whole world had never been born, and if I succeed in my mission, it won't be.
Well, good luck.
Honestly, Steph, if I could turn the clock back...
What?
If I could...
Wait, wait. You can. Why didn't I think of it? Oh, that's what we'll do. We'll go back to the library just before the bunny fight and we'll tell Max to duck.
It's not that simple, Steph.
Oh, why not? That's your mission, isn't it? To change history?
Yes, but...
Also change some of mine. Oh, let's go.
Steph, listen.
One of the team, EK-13, took a time cycle back to the point just before he left. When his two selves looked each other in the eye, both had a mental collapse.
Well, what happened to him?
He was taken to hospital, suffering from quadrophenia.
I'll risk it.
No, I've messed up once. I can't risk another life. I'm sorry, I forbid it.
You lied to me, Eek.
No.
You told me you could save the world.
Steph.
But you couldn't even save one little kid.
And so, to sum up, tomorrow will be cloudy and overcast with a lot of drizzle hanging around, but don't get too excited.
Amazing.
There's still a big hole in the ozone layer, so wear plenty of barrier cream if you're venturing outside.
God.
Well, that's all from me. Have a good weekend.
And you, my wise friend. Greetings to your elf and brethren.
You're watching BBC Ten.
Why he disappeared in the twinkling of an eye?
Sorry, were you watching that?
Oh, good lady, had you arrived but one second earlier, you would have witnessed a miracle.
Don't tell me it's going to be cold tomorrow. Finish with your tea.
Oh, yes, thank you. The biscuits were unusually delicate in texture and possessed of a surpassing subtle flavour.
Can't beat a ginger nut, I say.
I noticed they were also quite free of maggots.
Hey, that business last week has nothing to do with me. I wasn't even on duty. Oh,
madam, I merely said...
Well, don't. There's someone waiting to see you. All right. You can have 5 minutes, but that's all.
Hi, Horatio.
Steph, I'd begun to wonder if I'd ever see you again.
Couldn't just leave you here, could I? Besides, I need as many friends as I can get right now. How's your leg?
Still attached to my body, Steph. 'Tis the damnedest thing. The doctor refused point blank to saw it off above the knee, though I beseeched him.
That's the NHS for you.
This hospital is full of wonders. You citizens of the future must spend each day rejoicing.
Yeah, we do.
I now begin to understand what Eek is struggling so hard to preserve. This modern world in which, it seems, a man may live forever.
Yeah.
Oh, Steph, my apologies. I spoke without thinking.
It's all right. So, what will you do now?
I've given it much thought, and it occurs to me that I have but one sensible option.
What's that?
I must once again summon my elfin friend. He will guide me.
Elfin friend?
Watch, 'tis a magical thing.
Which, say the environmentalists, could mean the end of the world.
No, that's just a telly.
What
I can say, with total conviction, is that there is absolutely no chance that this will lead to a major ecological disaster.
What did he say?
That's your lot, young lady.
But where's my elf? What's happened to my elf?
Should have looked after it, then you wouldn't be in hospital, would you?
I'm sorry, can I just watch that telly for a minute?
No, Horatio's got to get some rest.
I want to hear this, please.
Oh, all right.
It was here at the controversial Sellathorpe Institute for Weird Agricultural Research that the terrorists, believed to be animal rights activists, struck. The institute, previously believed to be impregnable, was broken into at about 5 a.m. A security android worth many millions of pounds was destroyed, and a quantity of the experimental serum Mutagene 666 was released into the environment.
What does this Mutagene 666 do?
I'm afraid that is classified information.
But what do you mean?
Well, thank you. If I may say so, it has nothing whatever to do with genetically altering cattle by splicing their genes with those of an elephant to produce more beef for the industry.
That's just really.
First we've heard of it.
Yes.
Can you confirm that there is no danger to the public from this village?
Absolutely.
Then why are you wearing that protective suit?
It's a fashion statement.
What's
that? The doorbell.
This is Simon Boyd for BBC.
Nothing but bad news, is it?
This isn't any old bad news. This is the bad news.
Well, I've got some more. Your time is up.
Engaged diary mode.
Diary mode engaged.
Dear diary, my mission is a failure. This is where it ends. I didn't make things better. I made them worse. I leave the rest of this world as I found it, its history and its fate intact. In the future, poisonous toxins will mutate life to the point where little life is possible. The air will become so polluted that you can cut chunks off it and send them to people as hate mail. The world will end not with a bang, but with the whimper of small animals deep underground. I intend to spend my final years in the 18th century in self-imposed exile on a tropical island. You could say I got off lightly. Norton, prepare to time hop.
Aye, you! Where do you think you're going, Steph?
Don't leave us, Eek.
Horatio, are you all right?
Thanks for the magic healing powers of television.
I thought you never wanted to see me again, Steph.
And I thought you wanted to save the planet.
I did.
Are you still interested? Because if you are, we might be able to help.
This is it. The end of time, or the beginning. Depends which way you look at it. In this time direction, of course, the Big Bang sucks.
What will happen to us?
Insufficient data. The most likely prospect is that we will meet at what is called a singularity, a tiny point in space in which all matter becomes infinitely dense.
You should feel right at home, Harvey.
I should have killed you when I first set eyes on you.
Yeah, but then you'd never know my plan for capturing the mouse.
Warriors do not request the help of punlight.
Excuse me butting in like this, but the argument may be purely academic now. I predict it's already too late to reverse direction.
Very well, mutant. What is your plan?
Never mind the plan. Get the code.
Well, you see, you've been going about this all wrong. Big ears and big bullets ain't enough.
The code. The code.
You need to set a trap.
A mouse trap.
A trap for a killer. And the view of it is we don't need to go to them. They'll come to us.
Explain.
Yeah, let's hear it. Meanwhile, fasten your seatbelts. We're coming into land. Thank you for flying Big Bang Airlines.
Oh, the code. I think I'll press this button here. Then I'll flick this. Then I'll turn this.
Here we are. The Sellathorpe Institute for Weird Agricultural Research. Approximately 1 hour before the terrorist strike.
But it's as dark as pitch. As black as the hold of my ship.
Well, it is the middle of the night.
Power! What was that? Norton, I imagined this impregnable research centre would be a little, bigger.
See if you can find a light switch.
I have hold of some kind of handle.
Oh, turn it, Horatio.
Norton, you've time-hopped us into a cupboard.
Yes. I meant to do that. I thought it would make it easier for you to hide me while you looked around.
Wally.
What is that noise? Some giant creature is asleep.
It's the ventilation system for all these tunnels. We must be underground.
Wait!
What's the matter, Rick?
No.
It's nothing.
Which way do we go? There are so many passages here, Steph. So many doors. I fear we'll never find the potion that we seek.
You're right. It'll be like looking for a needle in a haystack nesting box. Except what? It's impossible, and yet this place seems so familiar.
You're bound to feel at home. You know, Warren.
Yes, but it's more than that, Steph. I don't know how or why, but I'd swear this is the Warren. This is my home.
These corridors go on for miles.
What's the matter, Harvey? You've gone quiet.
I've seen this place before. Where are we? All I know is that my twin cycle is 500 clicks and closing. DK6 is here.
Yeah, but we're not chasing after her just so we can lose her again. With my plan, she comes to us.
This had better work, mutant.
Oh, it'll work. You underestimate me. Everybody does. They think because me hair's cropped, I'm one airwear soul short of a pair of DMs. Well, I ain't. I've got brain.
I may investigate your claims by tearing up the top of your head. 5 clicks. We're closing in.
Must be behind that door.
Then open it. But remember, ape. You may have the plan, but I have the gun. No tricks.
Oh, thank goodness. I may be a machine, but I can still get close to
you. Hello, Brother Norton. How you been?
Holy! Army 101! But how...
Quiet! You will take a message to the mouse. Either she surrenders to me, or the hostage dies.
Hostage?
That's me, Norton. I'm the hostage.
I could have sworn it was this way.
Where are you taking us? We've been walking round in circles for nearly an hour.
I fear a terrorist will be here any minute, Eek.
It looks quite different in my time. The walls have a different colour.
Well, they'll have decorated. I mean, that's what we do in our house once every million years or so.
Tell us more about this shrine we're trying to find.
A small room at the centre of the warren. All rodents have to make their way there each day and bow to the Moly Grail.
What's that?
A sort of cup. Supposed to contain the blood of our ancestors, it symbolises the wisdom and nobility of our rodent race.
And that is why you bow to it?
No, we bow to it because the rats whip us if we don't.
But I still don't understand. Why are we trying to find this place, eh? Don't you see?
If this is where my race was born, then it all started when that poison leaked into the sewers.
I get it. Then later on they made the place into a shrine to the great event.
The event which led to the destruction of our world.
500 hours and all is well.
Something approaches.
Too late. He's seen us.
Curb your perambulations. Refrain from all movement in event. Stop.
Look, a bronze effigy in the shape of a man.
Looks like a Dalek to me.
This area is off limits.
He's got the sink plunger and everything.
You will identify yourselves by means of the appropriate code.
Get lost, tinfoil.
Input not recognized.
Be careful, Steph. That's no sink plunger. Let's make a run for it.
Better still, you do run. I will hold the metal man at bay while you escape.
Horatio, you are brave.
No. Quick, everyone, through here.
This is your final warning.
Watch out!
We made it.
I can't believe that's the best they can do in 2004. I've seen better robots in cornflake packets.
We're trapped, Steph. It's just another lab.
No, not just another lab. This is it.
What?
This is the room of the shrine to the Moly Grail.
Well, it looks like all the other labs to me. Chemicals, scalpels, cages full of furry animals.
This is the room. I'd know it anywhere. The grail will stand over there in the corner.
By the sink.
Where the rack of test tubes is now.
Let's have a closer look.
Golly.
Neutrogene 666.
Experimental growth hormone. Danger.
We've done it. We've beaten the thieves to the potion.
Now all we have to do is neutralise it before they get here.
Funny. Doesn't look much, does it? I mean, who'd have thought that a little bit of clear liquid could destroy the human race?
Careful, Steph.
I'm being careful, Eve.
It's just that if you drop that test tube...
I'm not going to drop it, am I? Typical. Just because you're 15 years old, people have to treat you like a... kid?
Steph, do you realise what you've done?
It's all right. I didn't get it on me. It went down the sink.
Yes, and into the sewer.
Not all. Some of it splashed upon these rats and rabbits and...
Don't tell me. Mice?
Oh, no. Oh, God, this wasn't supposed to happen.
It seems we caused the very thing we came here to prevent.
But what about the terrorists?
There are no terrorists. There never were.
Don't understand.
A paradox. The inevitable consequence of surfing the interspatial time zone. This is the event which will be reported on the news.
But what does it mean?
It means that we are the terrorists, Horatio. And now we've poisoned planet Earth.
In episode 3 of Time Hops by Alan Gilby and David Richard Fox, EK6 was played by Sarah Crow, RV101 by David Harewood, Steph by Nicholas Stapleton, Baz by Paul Reynolds, and Horatio by Joshua Taub. Harley was Bradley Lavelle, Norton, Ian Masters, the librarian, Natasha Pine, and Mrs. Miller, Margaret John. The robot was played by Neville Jason, and the bloke by David Richard Fox. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was composed by Richard Attree of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, and the director was Sally Avens.